Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.
Well, it's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance need the cover of October skies.
What's up? What's up, everybody? What's going on? Welcome aboard to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz with you. And, you know, a lot of things going on, but there's really not much going on in the market. But as you know, I love to educate. And I did a great call on Monday night, and I want to share that with you today. So let's go. Let's return to those thrilling days of yesteryear and go to the Monday night call. Here we go. Check it out.
What's up? What's up, everybody? We're not going to start yet. I just come in a little early and get a little flavor, but I knew it'd be a big crowd. One thing about reading footprints. The markets are down on Monday. They're going to have a big problem Monday night. And here we are, even early. Our Deutsche Bank, Wells Fargo value buys now. Well, I mean, if they hold their value buys, I mean, you know, I think that there's probably a bottom in here somewhere. You know, I had my buddy buy. I said, you know, we traded Deutsche Bank. We bought it. Remember last time we bought it at 12, we sold it at 15. And I said, today I said, well, you know, if you're a long-term account, buy 25% of what you're willing to buy overall. I mean, again, I'll look at some of them tonight. That's on my agenda. I don't know that I'm jumping in anything dramatically today, but certainly it's a good footprint to be looking at. So, you know, I want more of a drop in the SPX. Well, you're going to get, listen to me, you're going to get that. I'll tell you what, and I can't tell you when, because I don't know when, but we're going to trade 1562. Just remember that. Remember that number. You heard it here with Bubba on September 26, 2016. Okay. We're going to trade down there again. This is, I don't know. We'll talk about it all. I don't want to give away all my secrets now. I don't want to have to repeat them. But you'll see. We're going to get, there'll be some damage, but nobody knows when. That's only the key, right? We can't predict. Predicting is for the guys at the carnival, the weight guessers. There you can predict because you're getting paid to be wrong. Sure, we don't get paid if we're wrong. We got to be ready to rock. Right, that's why you got to wait for the footprint. My, what a tragedy! Arnie Palmer, my guy, and of course Jose Fernandez. Hey, terrible. Two great guys. One just the beginning of his life, and at least one guy lived full. Yeah, we got a worldwide audience tonight. Rome, Australia, Hawaii, Alaska. Man, we got them all. We got them all, and a couple of airline pilots to boot. Yeah, they're in Wisconsin. I always got. Go Packers! I don't know. I'm a little worried about Aaron Rodgers, young man. I know he had a good half yesterday, first half, but he hadn't been too good the last year. I like him. I have him on one of my fantasy teams, so I'm rooting for him. Yeah, well, we got Northern Wisconsin. Anyway, got my airline pilots. Yeah, no, I mean, that's, you know, got pretty good coverage. Arnold Palmer was a great guy. I mean, he's, you know, listen, he was a classy guy. And the worst golf swing ever, but man, he could play. Well, he could play. But I got 1 minute to go, and we will kick it off. I even got a tennis player here. Got everybody here tonight. And you get a following despite the debate, your rate. I better rate. I'm better than the debate. The debate is garbage. I'm going to watch it, okay, because, A, I'm sure they're going to want to talk to me about it, number one. Number two, I'm curious. But number three, you know, it's this is one of the problems that we have. Okay, think about all the money that just got spewed away on all this stuff. But what time does the debate start? Like 8 or something? 8 Eastern? Something like that? All right, it's game time. Welcome aboard. It is Monday. And we'll go back to the 6:30 start next week. We'll kind of rotate. I don't know, keep you guys on your toes. Make sure you're reading what I write. But, you know, I like to, I like the earlier time, but I can do either. And, of course, our tributes to our guy, Arnold Palmer, and also Jose Fernandez, not to leave him out. Great guy for the Marlins. Sad, always sad, but here we are. And of course, the markets are cruising along, and all of a sudden they hit a speed bump. But you know, we didn't go anywhere. I mean, you know, I love the chirping on air about, you know, oh my God, we're down 106. We're on the low of the day, down 160. Oh my God, it's not even 1%. I mean, why are we so set on these moves? You know, I wish they'd reverse split the Dow, or split it and make it like 160. I can't take it. Okay, it's driving me crazy because it's not that big a move. We haven't gone anywhere. We're like running in sand, and you'll see when I show you the numbers later, you won't believe it. But anyways, welcome aboard, and it's glad to see we are a worldwide call here. Again, I gave a lamp listen earlier, but I know there's Australia, and we've got Rome, and we've got northern Wisconsin, of course. Can't believe about northern Wisconsin. A couple of people from northern Wisconsin, actually, and they're probably close to neighbors. Hawaii, Alaska, so it's all good. And as we like to start out every call is with the words of wisdom from our friend Connie. I forgot him last night. I did him in the middle. I forgot. I got so involved in ensconced talking. But you are never a loser until you quit trying. You know, the mind, the games that we play on our mind is really interesting. And I've done it. Again, everything I teach, everything I talk to you about, comes from the direct experience in my own mind. Okay, my own experiences, and you know, you have to get your mind right. That's the biggest thing in trading, is to have your mind right. You know, if you remember Cool Hand Luke, Strother Martin, the Ball Newman. Got to get your mind right. And that's really what it is, because you play a lot of mind games in yourself, and you convince yourself to believe something that probably doesn't exist. But that's why if we keep trying and we keep adjusting, okay, we don't fail. We just learn better ways to do it. Okay. And, you know, today the Dow was down 166. My God, it collapsed. We're going out of business, and when you look at it, where are we? We're right where you would expect a potential spot where it might stop going down. Okay, now I think, you know, and I said last week we were, you know, 17.8 to 18.6. I said, you know, I'd be a seller probably on 18.4. Okay, and look at there, 18.4. And again, I'm not patting myself on the back. I'm just saying, and then 18.6, and you know, again, that depends on your amount of aggression and who you want to be. But, you know, we're now building, you know, maybe a little bit of a lower consolidation pattern here. So we'll see. We'll see if it's going to stay in the wide range of 17.8 to 18.6, or are we now starting to walk our way down?
And that's something that we look at all the time in all markets, is where are we, where do we stand, and how do we figure it out? This is all stuff that is really important to you. Okay, so that you get the best clue and the best idea. Anyways, I'm going to stop by here for a break. This is Todd Bubba Horowitz, The Bubba Show. LibertyTalk.fm will get you the download every single day. We're going to stop out here for a break, and we will be right back with some more education with Bubba right here on Wednesday's Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz will be right back. Welcome Welcome back to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz with you, and we are doing some education. So let's get back to our education right now here on the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz, let's get to work. Right back to the education.
I mean, certainly you would expect some selling. You would expect some pressure here in the market. So, and we'll see. Again, I don't ever throw out the warning, you know, like, oh my God, the world's coming to an end, because I don't believe that. That's not who I am. That's not what I teach. That's not what I preach. Okay. So the Dow, you know, again, where are we? Well, look, if you're a buyer, now me personally, you know, I've made this clear that I'm not buying the big indexes. It doesn't mean I won't buy stock. Okay. It just means I'm not buying the big indexes. 18,000 is probably a buy. You're probably going to bounce. I sent out a text today. And by the way, how are you liking the texting updates? For those who are getting them, it's pretty cool. I get to shoot my opinion out, and I was pretty good today too. And when I get that's the next chart. I'll get there and show you what I said and why I said it. But you're probably gonna get a bounce. I mean, this was not, it's hard to get excited when the volume is still pretty light. Okay, so it's hard for me to call this a full blown blow off. But maybe we'll open up tomorrow down 100, and maybe it'll be a buying opportunity right on 18,000. Okay, I mean, I would say this: if we open up higher tomorrow, I think you want to be a seller. I think you want to sell into the rally. If we open higher, it's very tricky, and it's a tough thing to teach right off the gun here. But, you know, if you've heard me a number of times, I tell you there are certain things that you don't want to see. If you want the market to go higher, then you would like to see it open lower and get rid of the sellers. Okay. If you want the market to go lower, if you're like from the short side, you'd like to see a rally, because that would assume that people are trying to jump in and buy. And like last night, they bought early, and by the time I got up this morning, the Dow was on 100, and it really didn't do much from that point out, but it was down, and it stayed down. And I would assume the same today. Tomorrow morning, if we're higher, you'd probably want to be a seller. But in the meantime, 18,000, you'll probably get a bounce. So if you want to, if you're trading the short term there, you might want to look at it. 17.8 should hold at worst, and I think we're probably 18.4 would be a sale. You know, and we'll look from there. And right now, again, I'm not going to get too, and especially now that I have the ability to shoot out messages, I don't have to get, you know, too fine here. But one thing interesting here is the Dow, not much, but it was down, you know, fractions, but down from last week. Whereas the S&P, Sierra Papa X-ray, was actually up from last week, down today, but actually gained 10 full points, which is, you know, like a 0.5%. Okay, but basically the same pattern applying. Now, remember, we talk about this often, okay? When the S&P is stronger than the Dow, okay, that is usually more bullish than bearish, okay? Now, there's a lot of reasons to believe that we could be having problems, but the biggest thing is price. I mean, we still haven't broke, we haven't violated any major tenants here of the stock market. Okay. I mean, here, I think, you know, probably, you know, I said today, and this one I go to. Okay. So today I wrote and I said, you know, you might want to look at, you know, 21.45. Okay. We would get a bounce. And I sent that text out. I think it was right about here around 3 o'clock Eastern. And we got a little bit of a bounce, and I thought we'd be, you know, 21, you know, 55, 21, 45. And I thought it'd be a reasonable chance to step in. And it was. Now we closed almost in the dead lows. And you had one little spike down right before the close. And now we came and closed right here. Now I would expect to see, you know, a little bit of a rally. But, you know, if you remember the phases of the market, okay, here's a great chart, great example. Consolidation. And they're the biggest in the entire industry. Trending lower. Consolidation. Trend lower, and then a little bit of a blow off. Okay, popped off, and now we came down again. So I mean, those are, again, they work all the time. It doesn't matter what time frame you're watching. Okay, that's the important thing about what we do. Yeah, the texts are good. I like them. Thank you. I think it's really good, because it gives you my view at the time I'm getting it, without me having to be irritated. So I got to write it up. And again, I don't mind writing them. I just don't. I'm always afraid they don't get there on time. All right. So, I mean, so this was higher over last week. So we look week over week. Are we really concerned? Yeah, we've had two down days in a row. So what? Okay. We're still within, you know, as I said months ago, I don't know when it was, but 21.75 is what I got short. I'm still short that 21.75. Now, I've traded around it, but I'm still short that 21.75, and I'm not covering, okay? I mean, I'm going to stay short. I'm going to sell more, okay, until they prove to me wrong, okay? But, it does, again, that does not preclude, and that doesn't make me, like, I'm not, like, screaming bearish the market's going down. I'm just saying that in the big indexes, I'm more, I would rather be short than long because I own equities and I'll buy more. I'll buy the equities. I just want to be short the indexes. Okay. It's kind of like a spread, you know, but at the end of the day, where are we? We're still in consolidation. We've been in the same consolidation range. You know, if you want to go back to since July 4th, okay. We've been 2120 to 2180 or so. Nothing's changed. Okay. I think, you know, here, like I said, probably at 21.45, 21.40, you probably get a little bit of a bounce. Now, the bounce comes early in the morning, I'm going to sell it. But if it sells off a little bit first, I probably would look to be a buyer for a short-term trade.
Again, that's, you know, me.
The NASDAQ. Charlie, Oscar, Michael, Peter.
Learn well when I was.
Okay. Now, NASDAQ was down 50 points today, but still up almost, you know, 10, 12 points from last week. And again, it's not that we're up. It's that, you know, we're chicken little. The sky is flying. In the meantime, we're still higher than we were last week with two pretty good down days in a row.
Well, yeah, I mean.
So
yeah, I mean,
what is everybody talking about? Okay. No audio. It's back. Okay. I mean, what is everybody talking about? You know, we're still kind of leaning to the upside. As much as it pains me to say that, it's the markets still look fine. Okay. I mean, again, there's a lot of reasons to believe that we could go lower, but until we get a footprint that gives us a lower, there's no reason to get excited, okay? Especially those of you who are hedging your accounts, okay? If you're hedging, you should be hoping for a lower move here, okay? Next Monday, I'm going to show you guys something. You're gonna die when I show this. It's good. I mean, it's interesting, okay? I've done a lot of work. Well, actually, Tom's done a lot of work on this stuff, but it's really pretty cool what we see and what we can prove. Okay, but I mean, so here we wanted to sell this last week at 52.60 or so. All right, and of course, boom, we came down a little bit. Now again, it's not great, it's not huge, it's not, oh my God, we're getting rich. It's, you know, just kind of getting a feel for what the footprint is. We're up at the upper level. Looks like we probably should sell. Now we're working our way down, and probably, you know, 52.40, somewhere on there, might be a quick pop. Again, all we're doing is getting in a tighter and tighter range, which means we're going to pop one way or the other bigger. That's really what you're getting. I mean, you saw this, you know, tight consolidation, then we got to move. Okay. Well, if you look at the longer scale, it's the same pattern, just a little bit wider. It just means a bigger move. And when it comes, it's going to come, and you're going to have plenty of opportunities. So you don't have to guess when it's going to be. You can wait and jump in when it's time. Okay. The Russell, Romeo Uniform Tango. Okay. So here we are. Gee, shocking. We went right to the upper end. Let's see. We said sell 1260. Not bad. 1263. Boom. Down to 1240. Again, I'm not patting myself on the back. I'm just saying that's the footprint. Why would I expect anything different? Okay. I subscribe to Albert Einstein's the quote, whatever it is about insanity. I am nuts, but I'm not that crazy. So you follow it, you get to a level, you buy it or sell it. That way you take your opinion out. Okay. Because your opinion can't do you any good, but it can cost you a lot of money when you get involved. So here, basically, you know, 1240, you could probably see a bounce off of here. You know, we've got two areas, 1240 and then 1200. I mean, either would play, but you could try to step in right here and say, hey, you know, looks like a spot, or you could wait. I would personally wait, okay? Again, depending on how we trade in the morning and depending on how active you want to be. Now, I am not saying that this is a time to be all that active either, okay? I mean, you know, activity is great, but if the markets aren't supporting activity, why would I want to be overly active?
And that's something that we talk about all the time is are you overactive? Are you overtrading? And we don't want to do that. But you notice how we came right back down to the level we were looking for, and we bounced on Tuesday, yesterday. Anyways, this is the Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. Make sure you go to libertytalk.fm and download the show every day. We're going to stop out here for a break. The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. We will be right back after the break.
Come I up. Know where I come from. How about you?
Trust. For nearly four decades, that is the reputation Roberts & Roberts Brokerage has forged with their customers. Now, with their full e-commerce website, rrbi.co, it's easier than ever to buy or sell precious metals via Bitcoin or major credit card. Visit them online at rrbi.co or call 800-874-9760 to speak with an experienced professional today. Roberts & Roberts, when you're serious about precious metals.
What's up, everybody? Bubba here. It's finally here, the long-awaited Bubba Report, bringing you news from all the trading floors across the globe. We've got Scott Cialady, the cow guy, as seen on CNBC, Fox, and Bloomberg. We've got Keith Bliss, CNBC, Fox, and a floor trader at the New York Stock Exchange. We've got The Badger, who writes the hot topics in the political news. We've got myself putting together my own unique indexes that will help you give you a better idea of what's going on in the market. All you need to do to get a hold of the Bubba Report is go to thebubbashow.org and sign up for the newsletter, or you can email me direct at bubba@thebubbashow.org. We want you to have this report because we've got over 150 years of experience talking about markets, getting ready for the trading, and puts you in the best position to have successful. So email me at bubba@thebubbashow.org to get a copy of your report, or go right to the website, thebubbashow.org. Make sure you get it. It's a must-have for every investor and trader. The Bubba Report.
Welcome back to the Bubba Show. This is Todd Bubba Horowitz. This is a little bit of education, a little bit of teaching, and actually you get to see some live commentary of markets in real time to see what's going on. So let's go back to our education, but pay attention to the numbers I'm throwing out because they're pretty damn good. So check it out. We're going to go back to it right now, and we'll be back with you in a couple of minutes. Here we go.
It doesn't make sense. There's no purpose in trading just to trade, okay? There's no purpose in churning out your account. No, the what's good. I mean, are you talking about for you for the futures, for you, the TF? That's very good. It's just fast, okay? It's a good – it's a great contract, but it, you know, it moves big. I mean, today's trade, one contract, you'd have lost – if you owned it, you'd have lost $1,360. If you're short, you'd have made $1,360. Just big. It's kind of like oil. Speaking of crude oil. So now you get all the imbeciles chirping, oh, they're going to make a deal in Russia. They're going to, you know what? You know what I say, right? I can't say it on air, but you know what I say, right? They're all idiots. I mean, this is working exactly as we scripted, okay? And we thought that we would have a sell point, and now we come right back up. I haven't changed these lines. We're now look like we're going to work our way lower. Now, again, if we rally higher, this is a better spot to sell it. I mean, me, I'll be selling oil. If it's got an uptick tonight, I'll be selling it tonight. Okay? Because, again, I'm looking for 40. Okay? And I thought that, you know, we talked about this months ago. 44 was a spot. I'm not surprised it held there. But you can see the trajectory now starting to work lower. Okay? So I don't care what they do in OPEC. We don't need OPEC. We don't need the Middle East. We don't need any of them. It has no effect. But yet, you'll hear these guys, and one of them is my friend, so I can't call him by name, but I'm sure you know what I'm talking about. But, I mean, I yell at him every time I see him. I say, what are you, nuts? What are you talking about? Nobody cares. I mean, nobody, who cares? It doesn't matter. We've got so much supply. You know, I've said this before. We've got a 100-year supply without having to affect anything. If we don't have an answer for oil in 100 years, we get a lot bigger problems. Okay? So, I'm looking to sell it. I mean, 46. I mean, I would sell any uptick. Okay? But 46, I am not a buyer until 40, and then I will be a buyer. Gold continues to try to move around here. Now, it's interesting. Okay, this goes back to Fed Day, in which we wanted to gamble on gold, but the move happened too fast. We couldn't even get in because it was happening in the morning before the markets even opened. But now we've had, you know, four consecutive days of nothing. Okay. Well, three and then tonight. This is tonight. So, you know, it's trying to push up, but I would say, you know, and I like gold, but I would say it's probably going to sell off from somewhere here. I don't know, not quite for sure where yet, but I would look at 1260. Okay. If we break below 1240, it might be 1240. I think it's got some room to go now on the downside. And I think this is kind of telling you that because they're still trying to push it. And you've got a lot of chirping again. You've got a lot of news-driven events that are trying to push this up or artificially pump it. But the chart doesn't support what everybody's talking about. And we only really care if the chart supports the view. Okay. And that is, you know, what we're doing. You know, when we look at it, is where is it at, and where can we take advantage of it? And again, I'm a fan of it, but I'm not in a hurry to buy here. And again, I've told you this before. I will say it again. If you want to buy some and you're going to put it away, then you know feel free to go ahead and buy it. Okay, and buy you know buy a small percentage of what you will buy, but if you're looking to trade it, it's probably not the right spot here. Okay. Depends on what you're trying to do. Okay. So that is, you know, here again, I'd say, you know, 1320. Last week, they said you could buy it at 1316 and then we got the move. Obviously I had no idea this move was coming, but I wasn't surprised that it was a big move. I was surprised by the timing of that big move. And then, the bonds, Zulu Bravo. Okay. Now we said last week, buy them. Okay. I mean, it was basically a buying opportunity and, you know, and we would look to be a seller and guess what? We're a seller now. Okay. So last week I said, buy them. This week I'm going to say sell them. Okay. This only a rates aren't going up. Okay. But this also fits the basic trend of where we've been, okay? And it looks to be nice rally, okay? But now it's a sell. Now you want to look for an opportunity to take advantage from the short side, okay? Because, you know, this is most likely going to fall because the first of all, the chart and the footprint tell you that, number one. Number two, the market tells you that, but the other thing is that the bonds themselves, they want to go higher. They want interest rates to rise. Okay. And with that, you're going to see bond prices fall. That's the relationship. Okay. They go inverse. So look for a spot here. The dollar continues to vacillate in la la land. Okay. But in the meantime, notice the range that we're in. Again, I am convinced that we trade, you know, much higher. I believe that you've seen a lot of the commodities and things price in a much stronger dollar, which makes the commodities weaker. And I think we'll get that move. And it'll probably come, you know, now later in the year. But that's what we'd look for. And I'd still, you know, if you trade this, I'd be a buyer 95, a seller 96, and just trade the range until the euro currency. Right up against resistance, of course. And you know, last week we said that we would look to be a seller, okay, at about 113, 114. Well, I'd be looking at it. We wanted to be a buyer around 111, which we never got to. And now we're looking to be a seller. Now I'm only looking to be a seller. I would look for maybe one more pop up here. 113 would be a little more aggressive. But if you know, if you can handle it and you trade that active, then feel free to go for it. And, of course, our good old friend, the VIX is, you know, bounced a little bit, which I said last night. I mean, you're right on support. You figured to bounce. Here's the bounce. So now what? That's the whole question. Okay. Does it try to run back up or is this just going to fail once again in here? And the probability suggests that it's probably just going to fail. Okay. You know, again, you have to weigh the overall value of what you're looking at and understand that the market footprint, which is driven by the money, okay, and if you believe in what I tell you that money is the king, okay, cash is king, then what you're seeing here is a market that is just going to probably churn a little bit more. It was probably a false breakout. Now, you know, we'll see how it plays, and certainly subject to change our mind. But right now, why would I fade the overall market footprint? Now, you guys know, I know you thought I forgot my bitch, but I really didn't. I just wanted to wait a little bit later to let you think about it. But I got so many of them, but I'm really getting sick of the too big to fail. Okay. I'm about ready to lose my lunch. You know, there's in Germany, Deutsche Bank, you know, there's all kinds of stuff coming out, right? And, you know, Deutsche Bank, which is at 25-year lows or whatever, and I don't really give it whatever. But, you know, they supposedly owe a fine to the United States of $14 billion, and they've got a lot of financial troubles, like many of the banks. I mean, this is not new. And Merkel says, we're not bailing them out. And then Germany comes back and announces, we will bail them out. We all know that they're too big to fail and they're going to be bailed out. Okay. This is the problem that what you started in 2008 with the too big to fail crap. Okay. This is what you have created later. Okay. This is the unintended consequences of not letting some of the banks fail when they had the opportunity to do so. Okay. Because now you've got this problem that when do you let them fail? Who do you let fail? Okay. So you know that as much as Angela Merkel says she isn't, she is. Okay. I mean, you know, look, who's kidding who? They're not going to let them go under because it creates a problem. They've already made their bed, okay, of what they're going to do in these circumstances, okay, which is why we're losing the ability right now of free markets, which is why we have some of the issues today that we have, which is why the growth is not very good, okay? Now, I asked you, in your opinion, did Janet Yellen do the right thing, okay? Now, obviously, everybody knows my opinion, but I'll say it again anyway. I think she's an idiot, okay? I'm sick of the Fed. I cause destruction. And you can say I'm wrong, and you can, you know, yell at me and say I'm an idiot or I'm...
And you can yell at me and tell me what a dope I am, but I am sick of the Fed. I'm sick of everything that they do. I don't think they do anything worthwhile. I think they've worn out their welcome and their usefulness. Not that they ever had any use, but I think they're causing a lot more problems. And this too big to fail is gonna make me puke because I can't take it anymore listening to the ridiculous things that they do. But in the meantime, we got more. We'll be back. This is Wednesday. This is the Bubba Show. We're gonna stop by here for a break, but make sure that you go to libertytalk.fm and download the Bubba Show as well as the Sporting Edge. In the meantime, I'm going to step out here for a break. I'll be right back with more education on Wednesday. The Bubba Show, Top of Orange, we're coming back after the break. Welcome back to the Bubba Show, Top of Bubba Horowitz on this Education Wednesday. Markets are subdued. Of course, yesterday they were higher, and we're really just churning around in these ranges. But let's go back and learn something, because I think you'll get some good information out of this, and let's see what's going on in the world. Here we go. Back to the Education Monday or Wednesday.
I'm a lunatic or whatever, which you wouldn't be the first. But I'm just going to give it in the best terms I can. Okay? Every time something goes wrong, who pays for it? The middle class. Every time they screw with the currency, okay, what you're carrying in your pocket is not a dollar bill. It's a note, okay, which means it's a debt. And they can devalue that anytime they want. And every time they do, they create a secondary. It's like a stock that issues more stock without issuing any money. Okay, so all they're doing is taking away out of your pocket the amount of capital that you had. So by magic, your money is disappearing, okay, and it's buying less. But yet they want to get inflation. They want to do everything else. So in my opinion, she 100% did not do the right thing, but that's just my opinion. One guy's opinion. Germany and Italy banks will go the way of Cyprus, template, depositors. Yeah, of course. Of course. They will go the same way because, again, look at at the end of the day, we pay for all of this bailout. Okay, that's the end of the day. Is U.S. government trying to weaken Deutsche Bank deliberately? No. Nobody wants. The last thing they want is a run on the banks. Okay, that is the last thing that everybody wants, because it throws a monkey wrench into it. Okay, but me, I wanted them to let the banks fail in 2008. If you don't have enough, then you shouldn't be there, because the problem is the reserve. Okay, they are breaking the law every single day they're in business. Okay, I don't remember the numbers, but whatever the numbers is, I guarantee you, not one bank of the majors, okay, of the too big to fail kind, has enough in reserve that they're supposed to have based on what the laws state. Okay, we break so many laws every day against what was supposed to be done. It's pathetic. Okay, so that's why the Fed is so involved, is because they allowed all this to happen, which, when once they made the statement that they're too big to fail, that's it. Okay, and eventually they're going to fail anyways, because you can't, at some point you can't print enough money. Okay, but onward and upward. But I really touched that bitch into a long one. Okay, now U.S. freight drops to the worst level since 2010. Well, what does that mean? Well, it means that we're not making nor shipping enough goods. Okay, now again, you can look at the stock market and say, wow, it's, everything's great. You can say, boy, my 401k is doing great. But when you look at the general economy, which is my point, is that one thing has nothing to do with the other. Okay, that's why it's so important to wait for the market footprint to appear. Okay, instead of trying to outguess everything, you let the footprint tell you when it's time to move. Okay? Because, again, the market and the economy are so far apart today, it doesn't matter. Okay, I mean, you know, I'll give you, you know, all the reasons. I mean, we're destined for extended slow growth. I don't see any time in the next few years that we will see any major growth, even if Donald Trump wins, even if he gets a lot of his plans, because he's got the right idea. Okay, you know, lower taxes, create spending, and promote the economy, that's the right idea. But even if he gets all that done, it's not going to happen tomorrow. So let's say he wins inauguration is what, January 20th, whatever it is. So you're a year or two away before. So we're destined for slow growth extended, because it can't happen that fast anyways. Okay, a domino avalanche effect globally and be a start of a huge financial crisis. Probably. You're always on top of your game. Not only are you the best piano teacher, but you're always on top of your game. The transports are part of it, but that, you know, the transports include a lot. I'm just talking about basic U.S. freight with inside the United States. Okay. Now, you have, you know, thoughts of what was good news and what's not good news. So the FOMC, good news or bad news? You know, to me, it was bad news. I mean, I knew it. I mean, listen, I said on air, and I was serious, if they raise rates, I'd quit trading forever, because I knew they weren't going to do it. It's not me. It's being able to read the tape, okay? Jobless claims. Now, if I hear any more about jobs, I might just – I don't know what I would do. I'm getting so tired of it, because we have the lowest participation rates since 1973, okay? And the jobs that people are working are not very good. Okay, I'd hate to think if I ever get a job. Nobody'd hire me. Okay, manufacturing numbers fall again, but yet President Obama will get out there and tell you what a great job he has done for this country. Now, again, I don't blame him alone. Okay, the president can have effect on certain things, but in 2008, you could have put in an empty chair in the White House, and the market was going to rally. And in 2016. You could put another empty. You could put that same empty chair back in. The market's going to sell off at some point. Okay, it has nothing to do with the guy in the office. But yet the networks want to make it about the guy in the office. They want to make, you know, I'm on Barney. If Trump wins, what does that mean? What does it mean? It doesn't mean anything. It has nothing to do with what the stock market is going to do. Okay, The stock market is a beast and an animal all to its own. It will do what it's going to do, and that's it. Okay? President or no president, it doesn't matter who's in office. Okay? It matters on where the market is in its cycle. It matters in what phase the market's in when whoever gets in there. And that's always been the case from the since the beginning of time. Okay? The president does not affect, you know, could he affect it for a quick blip in a rally? Yeah. I mean, when it looked like George Bush was going to lose back in 04, the markets were flying around on that Tuesday. Okay, I was watching it on Betfair and I was trading, and it looked like he might lose from it, and the market sold off real quick. But that's only in immediate; it's not for the long term. Okay, and I guarantee you, if you look at the chart, you'll see that it went right to a spot it should have gone to anyways. Homes. They keep telling me about how great everything is, but they're not selling any houses. You know why? Because nobody can borrow any money. You know why? Because the banks won't provide any liquidity. So what good is cheap money if you can't use it? Okay? What good is an umbrella when it's not raining? You know, again, these are issues that we talk about. Okay? Are the central banks finally taking away the punch bowl? Well, you know, I think you have to take a look at what's going on in Japan. They got a little issue there. Okay. And again, I don't believe, my personal opinion, okay, I don't believe they have any more tools in their toolbox. I think they're petrified at the debt that's created. You know, right now, the debt to GDP is one of the biggest, I think it is the biggest ever. Okay. Now, think about what happens if they raise rates. What happens now? Because it gets even higher. I think that they may be out of ammo, and I think Janet Yellen quietly tipped her hand. You know, I don't know if anybody listened to her speak at the press conference, but basically she said, to sum it up, is that we're prepared to go back to zero again. Now, again, we don't want zero. We don't want to see zero. It is destroying everything because we get down here, we have no jobs.
And we will leave it at that for today. Janet Yellen, and she said it, you can go back and read it or listen to it at the press conference. She did say that they are prepared to go back to zero, which tells you what? That they have no clue. They have no idea. They have no possibility of a way out. Okay? So we can talk and dance and all we want, but at the end of the day, they are telling you that they don't have a way out. And no way out is never a good situation. But what is a good situation is that this is The Bubba Show, and I am Todd Bubba Horowitz. Make sure you go to libertytalk.fm and download the show every day, as well as The Sporting Edge. We love to teach. We love it when you learn, and we want to make things better for you. So check it out. We'll see you back here tomorrow. Same time, same station. This is The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. And as always, I appreciate your time and you being here and listening. And we will see you back here tomorrow. Same time, same station. The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. Have a great day, everybody. Thank you so much. We'll see you later.
Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.